Can anyone forget that insane, action-packed chase through the dried-up L.A. River? Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator rescues the child John Connor on his motorcycle. They're running from a cyborg dressed as a cop.
A T-1000, advanced prototype, a mimetic polyalloy, liquid metal.
That role, the emotionless, unstoppable T-1000, made Robert Patrick's career. He always dreamed of becoming an actor, but working as a house painter in Cleveland made Hollywood seem like a long shot, until a boating accident that nearly ended his life. Robert Patrick was sailing with friends on Lake Erie when a storm hit.
Standing there, watching the nose of this boat going underwater, and within seconds, there was nothing. I grabbed a life preserver and I started throwing out everything that I could see that would float. Some of the guys grabbed onto the stuff, and then I remember, I'm going to swim. I've got a life preserver. I'll go. And I was about 3 miles off the coast of Cleveland. I was way out there. It took me 3 hours to swim in. By doing that, saved the other guys that were out there because they were all headed to Canada, you know. That single incident made me stand up and realize if you don't hurry up and do something quick with your life, it can be snatched away.
So he quit his job, packed up his car, and headed west in search of a big break.
Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA record had come out, and I had a cassette of that. I slammed in my tape deck, and that sort of fueled the trip across the country. And there was a song I kept listening to on that record, No Surrender. And this was a last desperate attempt to give purpose to my own life, getting into this business. Listening to Springsteen, I think I had a huge American flag with me, and a sleeping bag, and a phone answering machine, and a bag of clothes, but, you know, not much. No retreat, baby. I got an apartment in Koreatown, and I had a view of the Hollywood sign. I would sit there and look at that Hollywood sign, and all right, you're here. Let's make something happen. I got a call saying Jim Cameron is doing a new Terminator movie. You are going to create an intense presence. That's your mission, you know, that's the audition, that's what you're gonna do. Go. I walked in, I said, let me turn my back to the camera and just roll on me. And I did this sort of snap back around and looked right into the lens of the camera. And I slowed everything down as intense as I could with everything I had, man. And it was that moment that I'd been told. Jim leaned back and went, whoa, what's that? The next day was, of course, a screen test. And I walked into Jim, into his office, and he had glasses on. He was sitting at his desk. And I placed the script down in front of him. And he kind of looked up at me, and I just went, I can do this. And he said, that's why you're here, Robert. And we did the screen test, and I got the role.
Are you the legal guardian of John Connor?
There was a guy here this morning looking for him, too.
Yeah, big guy on a bike. Has that got something to do with this?
I wouldn't worry about him.
Perfect timing. It was the right role. That's the big break.
Come with me if you want to live.
Go!
You can fail, and I failed quite a few times. But you got to find faith in something. If you don't, you're going to live a life where you're, I wish I woulda. I'm not living that life of I wish I woulda. I'm living the life that I wanted to live. And that's a satisfaction that I carry with me every day.
Actor Robert Patrick. He went on to star in The X-Files, HBO's True Blood, and he played Johnny Cash's dad in Walk the Line. Catch him in the season premiere of Scorpion, Monday on CBS.